Diaries of an Off-Grid Witch, Entry Number 3, October 28th, 2023. It's been a while. At first, I intended this diary to follow me through every day, but I was soon reminded that I'm generally not one to do the same thing every day. Some would call me fickle, I would call myself dynamic. And to be dynamic, one must be willing to pivot the plot aplenty. I got a bit ill 2 weeks ago, a common cold that had my head pounding and my breathing less than desirable. I wasn't inspired to write or be creative in any manner whatsoever. Just as my energy was returning and I could see and feel the clarity returning, my moon cycle arrived and my energy plummeted again. I've had my moon cycle for 30 years, or approximately 390 moons. And every time I am in need of deep rest for 2 to 3 days. It wasn't until about a decade ago that I got wise to my cycle and actually chose to give myself that rest when needed instead of trying to push through. I've fashioned my life around this cycle and have done a pretty decent job of making sure I'm giving myself what I need at all times, but especially at this time of the moon. So, suffice to say, at least a whole week passed by with mostly just hours upon hours of rest. I do believe the body will create this rest for you if it's what you truly need and aren't heeding the quiet call. It was hard to slow down when I had so many things to try to do in the 3 week period before leaving on my autumn adventure west. It was a practice in surrendering to what was and allowing myself the grace to say, okay, there are things that I just certainly will not get done this fall, but I will do my best to get done what I actually need to. This is all to say that writing has fallen to the wayside to a certain degree, though there are still poems flowing out of me and a few prompts shared between friends that are intended to help us reflect on all the changes that have internally occurred in the last 8 to 10 years. And one evening dedicated to the writing circle, which is generally just me and one other woman who gather online and once in person to write together, be creative together, and allow ourselves the space to express and be witnessed if we so wish. So yes, there are still words coming out, yet this diary has sat untouched by my hands, though my mind has wandered to these pages quite a few times. Tonight I sit in a beam of full moonlight on the wooden floor of my cabin, softly cushioned by the wool mat beneath my body. I can see the moon through the branches of the giant spruce and fir that tower around me, and a planet too that hangs to the left beneath the moon. I'm not sure what planet it is, maybe Venus or Mars or Saturn. Truly, I have no idea. But if I need to, I will bet on Venus. And some research after writing this should bring me the answer. Arriving home to my tiny temple in the forest this evening, I am somehow thrilled by the crunchy fallen leaves that greet my feet with every step I take. I gather my clothes from the line and trundle through the path, moonlight bright enough to show me the way, and I step inside and see this perfect moonbeam upon my floor, and it feels too perfect to not sit right in and bathe in the energy of this time. And it is here that I finally feel the urgent call of this diary, these pages that were beginning to get lonely. And I listen to the urge, because that's what a witch does, right? She listens to the universe as it calls to her and gently nudges her to what spell must be cast next. I wrote a poem last night that I will too include here. Even though I have already shared it on Instagram, I feel like it belongs in more than one place. And so it will find its way further out into the world, and my vows will get stronger, and my dreams will become more vivid, and my hope for a better world will gain more strength. I never meant for this diary to be just for me. I have never intended my spells to be kept under wraps. I write from my soul and my heart so that the world knows I am here and that I am worthy and deserving of space to express, just as you too, if you are reading this or listening to this, are to be reminded of your own worth, of your own beautiful beingness on this earth. I want us all to remember. There are too many guns in the world, too many bombs, too many madmen with power at their fingertips, cowards who send people into places to fight wars, fed by the need for more, fueled by greed and a desire to be seen as on the top. But at what costs? And on top of what? A world that has crumbled to rubble and waste after too many terrible decisions that take no consideration for human life. I vow to hold tight to the hope for world peace. I vow to believe in a better way upon this earth. I vow to unlearn all the violent ways of my own being. I vow to never stop seeing the humanity in each and every soul who incarnates on this earth. I choose to recognize hate for what it truly is, a lack of love felt from within. I choose to perceive the destructive patterns of this world as something to be disrupted. And every time I can, I will disrupt hate with love. I will disrupt violence with peace. I will disrupt greed with generosity. I will call for a ceasefire of all weapons of war, and I will keep dreaming of a world where we only ever relate with kindness and care. Good night, my friends. May you feel the warmth of love somewhere within you this eve.